Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, what educational program did Sarah Aharoni develop for adults in Peru, and who participated in it? Sarah Aharoni was born in Israel in 1953. She worked as a teacher, educator, and school principal for 20 years. She also spent 4 years in Lima, Peru as an educational envoy of the Jewish Agency. Together with her husband, Meir Aharoni, Sarah wrote, edited, and published a series of books about Israel, including four in English. She's also published 6 children's books. In 2008, Aharoni published her first novel, Saltanat's Love, based on her mother's life story, and it became a bestseller. Her third novel, Mrs. Rothschild's Love, went instantly to the top of the Israeli bestseller list. Aharoni received the Book Publishers Association's Platinum Prize for her first novel, and the Stymatsky Prize for Best-Selling Book of the Year for Mrs. Rothschild's Love. Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Sarah. First, I would like you to tell our listeners about yourself, where you're from, your background, your educational background, and also work you've done as an educator.
Hello, Linda. I'm glad to be here. I was born in Israel in 1953. My parents came from Iran to Israel in 1952. I had worked as a teacher and principal for 20 years, and together with my husband, we spent 4 years in Lima, Peru, as an educational emissary of the Jewish Agency.
So your parents came from Iran. Do you speak Farsi?
Yes, I speak Farsi. Two novels that I wrote, they're about people came from Iran.
Tell us about the schools that you've worked at. What age were they for, and were they special schools in any way?
I started with an elementary school, children with the ages 11 to 13. And then I taught in the middle school, a lot of years with the middle school.
Are these public schools in Israel?
Yes, of course.
So how did you happen to go to Peru?
I went to Peru because Jewish Association invited me to go there and to be with my husband, professors of the school, teachers of Hebrew in the school. The school is Leon Pinelo in Lima. So we were there 4 years. And we so like the connection between us and between the children, and we decided to open Ulpan for the adults, for the parents of the children. So we the first time that this Ulpan exists in Lima.
Were there a lot of people who participated?
In the Ulpan? Yes, many adults. And after the teachers of the school that I taught, they heard about the Ulpan and they asked us to learn there also. So we taught the adults, parents of the children, and the teachers of their school.
So this was a Jewish school for the Jewish community?
Yes, Jewish community.
Do you think your being there inspired any families to make Aliyah?
Of course, yes. It inspired 10 families. 10 families made Aliyah to Israel. Hmm. And we met them here and we helped them, yes.
That's very exciting. Tell us about your books, because I've seen that you've written it says, a series of four books about Israel in English. When I was doing research, I could only find one called Industry and Economy in Israel. Can you tell us about the others that you've written in English?
Yes, we wrote 16 informative books about Israel, both in Hebrew and in English. Each book starts with world achievements of Israeli people. We wrote the Book of Jubilee and Israel's 60th anniversary, and more, 16 books.
So that was a while ago, if it was the 60th anniversary, because we're celebrating now the 70th anniversary.
Yes. Yes, we finished write these books because I started writing novels, so I have no time to do both of them.
And all of those books have been translated or written in English?
All of the Israeli books, the majority. Five books, premier books, didn't translated. After that, we started. From Israel 2000, we started translate to English.
So tell us about the novels. First of all, how many novels have you written and have you published?
I published four novels.
Yes. All in Hebrew?
All in Hebrew, yes.
Can you tell us about the themes of the novels? Do they tend to follow a similar theme? Are they all very different?
It's different. The first novel was about... It's based of the story of my mother's life as a Jewish girl growing up in Iran. Through the story, the readers introduced to the lives and culture of the Iranian Jewish. It was a great success. I didn't imagine that my first novel will be so successful, because I only want to write the story about my mother. It was a surprise for me how it was a great success and bestseller. And I received the gold and platinum book awards. And I didn't plan to write another novels. But once I wrote the first novel, it makes me the desire to write another novels. So the second novel was When the Sky Closed the Earth. It was the first novel written about the disengagement from Gush Katif, close to Gaza. And the third novel is Mrs. Rothschild's Love. It's speaking about the life story of the Rothschild's family in Judengasse, alley of the Jewish in Frankfurt. Their state was dire poverty, and they grew up from dire poverty to a global economy empire. So I plan to write about the well-known Rothschild, but I started to read about him, and I reached to his roots, to his grandfather, Meir Amschel Rothschild, the grandfather of the well-known. So I decided to write about the founder of the family. Again, I didn't imagine that it will be so successful, I get again the book award, and it was translated to English and Spanish. In July, it will be published in Spanish. This is a big publisher in Mexico that took to do it.
Do you know when it will be published in English?
They finished translate to English. And I believe that in 2 or 3 months, it will be published in English.
And what will be the title in English?
In English, they want to make a little change with the name. Of course, I have to accept to this change. But in Spanish, the same name, El Amor de la Señora Rothschild.
So we'll just have to wait and be surprised, I guess, when it comes out. Something else that I have seen is that you've written a lot of children's books. Can you tell us about those?
Yes, I wrote 6 children's books. Before I start to write the novels, I took a little time to write these children's books. It so excited me to write about children because I have my own children, and I have a lot of children that I taught them at the school, yes? And I wrote 6 children's books. This is the way I think, one of the books. This is the way I think. The girl who didn't know how to say no. 2 friends, 2 girlfriends. The languages competition. And the fishman and the boat.
So these are, to some extent, educational books, no? That they teach children either something about life or...
Of course. I wrote about children between the years 5 to 8. And I taught children more adults, yes, from 11 to 14. It's different. I taught the children not only what I have to teach them by my obligation as a teacher. I taught them about the life, because each child will be grow up and to be an adult person. It was important for me to prepare him to the life.
And it seems like most of your children's books focus on girls.
No, I have some of them for girls, some of them for boy, but my novels, always I write about the woman. I wrote about Mrs. Rothschild's love, about the founder of the family. He is a man, May Rothschild, but I wrote it by the eyes, by the view of his wife, Gutel. It was important to me to write about the woman, how he see all the life.
Are you working on something now?
Of course, I work about it. I'm going from the east to west. My first book was Persian Silence, about the Iran, or again Iran, but another time. After the revolution, about one family running from the new Islamic regime in Iran, right after the revolution, what they do to run to Israel, from Iran to Israel. It was published, and again, it was a great success. And now I come back to the West, to Europe.
That's all you can tell us?
I didn't start writing. I'm in the research, so it's very early to say more.
Something I wanted to ask you about is that your website is the Institute for the Translation of Hebrew Literature. That's how I contacted you. Can you tell us what that is? What is the Institute for the Translation of Hebrew Literature?
Yes, this is institute that look where are the books that are very success, and they suggest them to make the translation and publish from all over the world. Yes, not all the books that success in Israel, it's immediately success in the world. It depends the subject, it depends the writing. And I hope that my book will be success as in Israel, in the world.
Have any of your other novels been translated into English yet? Or do you think they will be?
This is the first novel. I hope that the second novel will be the Persian Silence. There are some publishers that have to give their answer about this.
Is there anything else you would like to add that we might have left out?
That I was exciting. This is the first time that I make an interview in English. And I do it every time in Hebrew, and I make speeches in Hebrew all over Israel. And it was the first time that I do it in English. It was very exciting for me.
And very exciting for me, and very special. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is English Corner @RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.